This week, we're going all around the world, and to commemorate that, we are broadcasting live from right behind you. Did you look? Did you look?
I'm still behind you.
Bri's behind you 100%.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues
Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues.
Excelsior!
Hey, welcome to the show.
You're here.
Hey, welcome to the Belchy Show. Hey, welcome to the show.
I'm Belchy.
And this is my show.
Cousin Belchy.
Yeah.
Perfect stinky strangers.
I do the belch of joy, but
I can't do it on command.
Well, this is Belchy's show now. You're in the belch zone. You's about to get belched.
It's like the splash zone, but with, you know, stank.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're gonna do an episode at some point, I
assume. Yeah, we'll get there.
Is this the show?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Kyle.
I'm Merck.
I'm Bri.
And
this is the news.
It is?
Sure.
Cool.
It can be.
It is now.
Let's go there.
We gotta play the music first, though, otherwise it's not officially the news.
Do it.
Oh, okay.
Current Zero News Flash.
See, there we go. Now we're here. So welcome to the news. Starting off, kind of maybe, I don't know if the biggest news exactly, but...
I think it is.
Yes, big changes at Detective Comics Comics.
At the Distinguished Competition.
Yep. And part of that, they're sort of rebranding their lines. The biggest thing... basically they're going to have three lines, sort of publishing lines, or not imprints exactly, but they're going to have DC, which is just your standard DC universe, which I think they're aiming at...
13 plus.
13 and up.
Yep.
Kind of a vibe. Yeah. DC Kids, which is going to be like children's and young adult kind of material.
8
and
to
then,
12, age range.
Exactly. And then they're keeping Black Label, which is their mature line.
Yep.
But part of
it's
that...
It's the mean, bad penis line.
Yes, yeah. It is the... You're going to see so many dicks. Just so many dicks all the time.
So much Grayson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And his
all
cock.
Grayson all the time.
He got a rooster.
And that rooster is quite the penis.
It's hung like
I don't know how much clearer I can make this. Phallus.
But in doing so, what are they doing?
They're folding a lot of their imprints, and one of the big ones that's caught a lot of attention is Vertigo is no more.
The game-changing line of Vertigo.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of kind of controversy, I guess you could say. I mean, a lot of...
Is it controversy or is it just people whining?
It's
nostalgia, and I get it.
It's nostalgia, for sure.
Because it's like Vertigo was this game-changing line. It has not been that line in a long time.
No. Like, Karen Berger and Shelley Bond, right, both have left DC some time ago and have kind of set up shop elsewhere at other publishers and are kind of doing similar things elsewhere.
Yeah.
And the Vertigo line has continued, but it's, you know, it's not what it used to be by any stretch.
A lot of the stuff that I've seen online, people are just super pissed off, but they're pissed off as if those things are just going to get canceled. It's like anything that existed is still going to continue. They're just, it's under a different... Like it's just not going to say Vertigo at the top.
It's still DC.
Yeah.
A few creators.
It's the same thing.
I don't remember the exact names and what titles it were, but that someone were already saying like, it's just going to continue under Black Label instead.
Yeah.
Which fine.
That's fine. Black Label kind of needs to be bolstered right now anyway.
Yeah.
It's got three Batman books.
Exactly. I find it interesting. The only thing I sort of get is that Vertigo had its own flavor. And it was very much not, it wasn't like, there's more Batman stuff at Vertigo. That was its own separate thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems a little odd, like, where you're folding in, like, you're going to have, like, adult-themed DCU stuff, as well as, like, independent, like, you know, kind of their own like weird titles that have no connection to it under the same banner seems a little strange. It does feel a little bit like they launched Black Label to all this like hype, and it kind of like mostly just had bat penis related controversy and then was kind of didn't seem to have much direction. So it feels like they're doing this to give that line a boost.
And the fact that Vertigo was relaunched a year ago.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like it's that's
no, for sure.
That's what businesses do.
It they're makes no real and difference it's like to.
This what Vertigo was in the 80s, in the 90s. It was like this game changing thing, but it was a grittier stuff in a time that you didn't really see a lot of that.
Yeah,
and it was like it had to be a separate imprint because it had to be something separate to say, look, we're doing this. It's don't read this if like it's mature.
Exactly. And again, like this was starting.
And then now the sensibilities are different.
Yeah, there, now sensibility knows that comics aren't for kids.
Yeah. Well, but even the sensibilities that you would have read in Vertigo stuff in the 80s and 90s, you see that in the regular lines.
Now. Oh, yeah, and absolutely. I mean, like you have so many other publishers. So many other publishers are doing, like I said, what Vertigo, and sometimes with some of the editors and people behind the scenes at Vertigo kind of doing the same thing elsewhere. So it feels maybe, you know, it's not as necessary as it once was. Absolutely. Yeah. It is interesting because like Black Label, they also are canceling. They had two lines, Zoom and Ink, which I think were kind of aimed at younger readers.
Yeah.
And they've just kind of fold that into DC Kids.
Was Ink younger kids?
I could be wrong about that. I don't remember.
I thought Ink was the indie thing.
I thought Ink was original stuff.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
But so they basically are just kind of folding all those. But those weren't around very long.
No.
Like it felt like they just announced those and they're already like completely changing their whatever, their imprints, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Like part of me is just like it's not that big a deal. And part of me is like, it's just business stuff that they do.
Mm.
If they're going to flip-flop and do a couple things, like, is it really that big a deal?
They're going to keep mucking with it until they get it right.
And then you're not losing any of your titles. The titles are still there. Well, if they start canceling titles, then get upset.
Yeah.
If they were the things you were reading. If they weren't, then don't complain because you weren't reading it anyway.
Fair enough.
I'm talking to you, Barry.
Fuck, that guy's the worst.
yeah, I like him.
On one, and
he's sweet.
On another note related to that, there was an American Library Convention had their annual
nerds
and Library Association or whatever had their like an annual convention recently, and they announced DC announced
right next door to the Bully Convention
25 kids and young adult books like original graphic novels they're putting out in 2020 and 2021. Some of these were announced previously, I think, for these other imprints, but that's a pretty steady release. Yeah. Like they have like at least a couple coming out a month, which I just find that a little bit interesting. I've said as much in the past. Other people have said as much in the past that like one of the bigger markets right now, honestly, for comics is like book fairs and stuff like that, like especially aiming at like young adult and kids. And a lot of actual book like titles, even at like Marvel, there's a number of titles that, you know, in the direct market sell very low, but the collected versions in like book fairs and like to like in separate markets like that in bookstores sell really well. So it feels like a big shift there under putting it all under the DC Kids banner is really trying to tap even more into that market, which is very smart.
Yeah.
Because that's a if anything, a kind of a growth market right now. So if they're trying to keep that going, if anything, it feels like the steps they've made there must have been pretty successful because they seem to be going further into it. So, you know, that makes sense. If they have like some disparate like lines that are imprints that are all doing kind of similar things, just put that under one line and try to really get into that market for sure.
Yeah. I hope it works out for them.
Yeah.
And they don't have to rebrand in a year.
So tune in next year.
Yeah.
No, we got one next week.
Yeah, fair enough.
I got a story that's hilarious.
All right.
I think we all know this story, but we
so have there's this duck.
No, that's next week.
Oh, okay.
A branch of the U.S. Foundation for Christian Civilization launched a, quote, return to order campaign. What? I don't know.
Out of order.
Now, let me just say that if any of that, before we even get any further, if any of that had changed, you changed Christian to Muslim, if that had been up there, there would be an uproar that this is horrible. But because it's Christian, it's fine. if a branch of U.S. Foundation for,
Jesus.
For Muslim Civilization launched a return to order campaign.
I feel like any, I think return to order campaign is that makes me a little pee in myself.
Yeah.
I don't care who it's coming from. Yeah. That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. Anyways, they called on Netflix to cancel Good Omens, the Neil Gaiman book written with Terry Pratchett that became a TV series.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm dying to.
The Netflix show, right?
Yeah, the Netflix
David
show.
David Tennant and Michael Sheen. I mean,
because it is
very good.
Another step to make Satanism appear normal, light, and acceptable, and makes light of truth, error, good, and evil, and destroys the barriers of horror that society still has for the devil. Yeah.
Okay.
So
a couple of things.
A couple of things.
I mean, I've watched it, and no, it doesn't.
Yeah. It's done as comedic. This is not a documentary.
Yeah. No.
And the thrust of the show is that you can't know God's plan, also.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there's
shut
that.
Up.
They're also very upset that God is being voiced by a woman.
That's literally happened before. Again,
are you upset about Alanis Morissette?
Exactly.
Yes, yeah,
exactly.
They were.
And they're also upset about the depiction of the Antichrist as a normal kid.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you got to know him, maybe he's a normal kid.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen some of the kids on like Twitter and YouTube, and that sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah.
Things are bad.
But let's get to the clincher of the
story.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So did Netflix pull it?
Yeah.
Netflix did not pull it. They refused.
Wow, that's really bold of Netflix.
That is super bold.
Well, I don't know because I checked Netflix and it's gone. You cannot get it on
really?
Netflix.
Really? No. You can't find it?
You can't find it on Netflix.
I'm checking. You took it off.
You put Good Omens on Netflix and it's not there.
Okay, hang on.
So this, obviously
you guys,
this campaign was
I'm going to find it on Netflix.
This is a prime example.
Yeah.
Of what?
Christians getting out of hand.
Yeah, yeah. It's a roaring success, absolutely.
Yes,
it's, yeah. It's Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah.
It's an Amazon Prime show. It is not a Netflix show. You made a petition and had over 20,000 signatures for the wrong channel, the wrong provider.
I find it, they can go on a website to make a petition, but you can't check Google.
Yeah. I did you see Neil Gaiman's response?
No.
He put on his Twitter. He just said, "This is beautiful. Promise me you won't tell them."
Yeah.
Nice.
Lovely.
Pretty great.
I feel like Terry Pratchett would be very tickled by all of this.
Yeah.
Just another quick one. This is already out, I guess, but the Avengers Endgame has been re-released into theaters with... I guess they have some extra content. It's not like an extended cut, but I guess they actually added a post-credit scene. Apparently, have a Stan Lee tribute. And according to, I think, Kevin Feige, a few surprises, whatever that means. They're literally, at the time of recording...
It's like footage of Stan Lee when he got kidnapped.
Oh, no! Oh, that was grim. I did not like that.
Ben Grimm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Kevin Feige at the end, like, "Give me your money!" and on that note, the reason for this, people have pointed out, it's literally like 42 point something million behind Avatar's worldwide box office record.
So they just want to push it over the
edge. So that's what that is. And you know what? I'm probably going to go see it again. So it'll work.
Well,
I'm going to spend $43 million to see it again.
Tell me how it is. Tell me if it adds anything, because then I'll see it.
Probably not. I only saw it the once. I kind of want to see it again anyway.
I've seen it three times.
If it gives me an excuse.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to see it three times, but other friends wanted to go.
I do want to see it again. It's just sort of like time.
Yeah.
And it's also like a 7-hour movie, so you know.
Well, you could always go back in time. And
There you go.
Right.
Moving on.
Welcome to the warm-up.
Hey, so this week we're just gonna...
Hey.
We're just gonna... Hey.
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 Hey, girl.
Oh, hey.
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 Nice. So this week, a bit of a different thing in the warm-up, as it often is. We don't, you know, we do stuff. So this week... censor myself. This week we're doing 20 questions. You know, like that game, 20 questions.
Or you think of a thing or a person or whatever, and then we have to ask 20 questions.
You guys have to try to figure it out. I can only answer yes or no, or was it I don't know, or maybe.
Okay.
Take it away, boys.
Take it away, toys.
I have my thing.
So we just have to ask what it is. It could be literally anything?
It is a superhero.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we can start with that.
I mean, there's theming.
Okay.
And it's not animal, vegetable, mineral man, so.
Okay.
You ask a question, I ask a question, you ask a question.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'll keep track and I'll keep track with my hand.
Okay. Wow.
So narrow it down.
Yeah. Can you see their hair?
Yes.
Is this a man?
No.
Okay, so it's a female character and you can see the hair.
Yeah. Do they
Jean have... Grey. No. Yeah, I like. Can we just yell them out? How does that work?
You can. No.
Yeah.
And oh, is that a question?
Is that kind of a question? Oh, okay. Oh shoot.
Do you guys never played 20 questions before?
No, no I don't.
You've never
think
been bored?
Do they have a mask?
No.
So, no mask.
Hair.
They have hair.
Yeah.
And you can see it.
Yeah. So, no, nothing on.
And they are a woman.
They are a woman.
Or not a man, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have powers?
Yes.
Do they... Does she... do they... Yeah, I don't know. Do they have, like, a cape?
No.
Yeah.
Is she Marvel?
Yes. Now, there's a good question.
Right. Have they... This. Do they wear, like, like
something sexy.
Yeah. No. Are they more of like street clothes or costume?
You have to answer. It has to be a yes or no question.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Do they have like a regular, like a standard kind of superhero costume?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say yes on that.
Okay.
So that one's kind of tricky sometimes. Sometimes. And yes.
Jessica Jones.
No.
Are they a mutant?
They are not a mutant.
Okay.
Are they an Avenger?
Yes. They are an Avenger. You know what? I'm just going to say, yes, she is an Avenger.
Fair enough. It was a little hesitant, though.
But I mean,
though.
Who hasn't been an Avenger?
That's true. Literally, true. Everybody's been an Avenger. Is her hair blonde?
Her hair is not blonde.
Okay.
I'll tell you that. That does take away a lot of them.
That's true.
Is she human?
Yeah, she's human.
Okay.
As opposed to like...
robot, alien?
No, she's a human.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has powers.
Not blonde.
Mm-hmm.
An Avenger.
Yeah.
I'm having fun with this. And you might get it. I mean, you're 12 in right now.
Is it only 12? I feel like it's 36 questions in.
Yeah. Is it She-Hulk?
It is She-Hulk.
Oh, yes! Just for some reason, like, I'm leaning to She-Hulk.
Oh,
yes!
Well, you were correct.
Nice.
We would have got there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm very pleased.
Good work.
Yeah.
What the f***?
You know, we've come quite some way since the beginning of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Traveled quite some distance.
Mm-hmm.
We've really been from one side of this episode to another. Hey, we're talking about traveling heroes. That was terrible.
Cue the Littlest Hobo theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
The Littlest Lobo.
Yeah. I like it. Sort of in...
maybe tomorrow I'll want to use fake swears.
Maybe tomorrow I'll use more hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to help any of us.
No.
Spider-Man Far From Home is coming out soon,
mm-hmm.
Where he travels Europe. All those movies are about him going places that aren't New York.
Mm.
Spider-Man in the MCU has almost... He's barely been in New York at all.
He's not your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
No, he's not. Again, introduced. He was in Germany. in a civil war. Then Homecoming, he spent a lot of it in Washington, D.C. A good chunk of it.
That's right. Yeah.
Like a lot of it. In Infinity War, he went to space, for crying out loud.
And he went to the cemetery.
And then in, Endgame. Went to the ash heap. I guess he was in like upstate New York, but it's not NYC, so that's different. And then, and now in this one, he's going to Europe. Like, friendly neighbor, come on.
Spider-Man goes more places than I do.
I know.
He's a teenager.
It does not feel right. Spider-Man.
Teenagers these days are just so upward and mobile.
Mm-hmm. I know. They're doing great.
Well, when you've got a rich benefactor.
That's true.
And a hot aunt. A haunt.
Haunt. You're so haunty.
Haunted my dreams. Legitimately, though.
Haunting my dreams and jaunting my creams. Jaunting them right. Okay.
Right. Oh, God. That was gross. Very upsetting. Oh, Christ.
So, traveling.
Traveling. Most heroes have their home base.
Yeah.
They don't stray too far from it generally.
Mm-hmm.
Because
crimes might occur.
Crimes, they could at any time.
But then sometimes...
Crime time.
They go elsewhere.
That's true.
Well, and there's different formats for different books of how they do it. Sometimes they, like, go to some place that another hero is and spend time in their place and they fight the hero for a bit or whatever, exactly. Or sometimes they go to someplace completely different and team up with somebody else or they bring someone with them or it's just a solo thing or whatever and...
Or it's, I'm going to take a vacation. Oh, there's 5 supervillains here that I need to fight over the course of these next 4 issues.
Yeah.
Because this is a solo book.
Yes.
But it's a time-honored tradition. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, about some of the times that our homebound heroes have...
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one. I don't know.
Well, what's the one you think of immediately?
Well,
doesn't even have to be a good one. Really.
No. I think of Spider-Man versus Wolverine.
Yeah. Exactly. When Spider-Man punched that woman in the face and killed her.
Yeah. Well, that's f***ed up.
Yeah.
Very upsetting.
I don't really remember. Like, I remember reading it.
Punched Charlie right in the face.
Yeah.
Like, I remember reading it, like, as a kid, but...
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Tell me more.
Tell me more.
Well, they were in Europe, or where were they exactly?
They were... I weirdly enough, I almost broke that comic out. I went and found a couple I was thinking of, and that was one of them. And I just didn't have enough time to grab it. But so I haven't looked at it in a while. But from what I can't remember exactly.
It was just a 3-issue though, right?
It was a 1-issue.
It was a one.
It was one single one shot. Yeah. It was just a normal comic size, but it was more than 22 pages. It was a little bit more.
It's a premiere edition.
It was like 36 pages or something.
Okay.
I want to say they were in Berlin-ish.
That sounds about right.
Because it's Charlie. He keeps talking to Peter about Charlie. And Charlie is... Charlie kind of dressed up to look like a guy. But it turns out it's a woman. Wolverine and Charlie work together like back in the day in the spy days sort of thing. And Charlie wants to die for some reason.
Wow.
And Charlie gets their wish. Logan can't bring himself to do it or something. And then she sneaks up while Wolverine and Spider-Man are fighting and she sneaks up on Spider-Man. He turns around and punches her thinking that's Wolverine and he can take a shot to the face and kills her.
Wow.
I know.
It's a weird...
What's the fallout from that?
It's pretty dark.
It feels like there was almost no fallout because it never gets mentioned.
No. It's just like, he's like, oh my God, I can't. And he's like, don't worry, it's what I wanted. And then he's like, don't worry, kid. This is what, like...
Suicide by cop.
Like, yeah, what? Yeah.
Good God. It was Berlin, by the way. I just looked it up. It was Berlin. That's very rough. Yeah. That was also the issue where they killed off Ned Leeds.
Exactly. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because that's when the whole screw up We should do a whole episode on that.
Oh, the Hobgoblin.
The Hobgoblin debacle of like the writers, one writer wanting to do one thing and then it just became, it's Ned Leeds. No, it isn't Ned Leeds. Yes, it is. Kill him.
Is it like a goblin curse or something? Because it's much like the Green Goblin when they, like, Ditko wanted him to just be some nobody and then Stanley's like, no, it should be like his friend's dad. And then, like, literally parted. It wasn't just for that reason, but it was a very contentious issue.
Yeah.
And, like, literally, like, Steve Ditko leaves, and the issue after he leaves is like, it's Norman Osborn.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Interesting. Can't figure out what they want to do with them goblins.
You and I are not so different.
That's the first one I jumped to, just because it's a weird one, right?
It is a weird one.
Like, just Spider-Man killing. Like, that doesn't. That's his whole thing is I'm not going to kill people.
No. But it was an accident. So it does kind of work story-wise, but it is a weird thing that it was never mentioned. No,
you figure that would be...
You think, like, later on they just kind of, like, have, like, a two-panel thing where, hey, Logan, hey, Peter, I'm still very upset.
Yeah.
Just, like, just
kill my friend, Bob. Stop! Yeah.
Okay. He just says,
my friend wanted to die.
He just walks up and
says, you killed her.
Says Charlie's name, and Peter just cries for panels.
Oh, guilt!
I'm not like you.
Just like Uncle Ben. First it was Uncle Ben, then it was Charlie.
Yeah. That is the first one I jumped to. Because especially at the time, it felt like Spider-Man like leaving. He had traveled at times, but it felt like kind of a special thing, you know?
Yeah.
There was another one. I think there was another one, too, where, weirdly enough, Spider-Man killed somebody. It was one of the.
Oh my god, he's a homicidal maniac.
I would like to see a list of everyone that Spider-Man has actually killed, because there's probably more than you'd think.
According to the Marvel Fandom Database website, that number is 91. Spider-Man has killed 91 times. In comparison, John Wayne Gacy killed 33 people. Peter Parker is a monster. A bloody monster.
More than you think. Yeah. But there was. I don't know where he went exactly. He was in Europe, but he was, like, investigating. Like, he sort of found out that he thought his parents died in a car accident, and then Aunt May sort of let it slip that they were traitors to the country. They were spies, and then they betrayed the country, and, like, were working with the Red Skull or something. He's like, this can't be right. So he, like, literally went to Europe to investigate it. And at some point, some, you know, European crime dude has, like a car that, like, fires a missile at Spider-Man, like a heat-seeking missile, and Spider-Man, like, jumps towards the car and then away, and then it, like, the missile hits the car and blows up and kills the person. Which, and it felt like very, reading it, it was like, he specifically did that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna kill this guy.
I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah. Where they might have regretted it, being like, well,
I'm swinging here.
But it was my only option.
I'm trying to. There's not a lot of. Yeah. I don't want to swing on low buildings. I don't want to swing on some of this stuff. It's really old and I don't want to break it.
Yeah. No, exactly.
That would be a great strip.
What I'm getting is.
Every stone keeps falling out.
What I'm getting is, for some reason, Peter Parker is like against killing under any circumstances. Unless he's in Europe, he's just bloodthirsty.
Oh, it's his vacation, baby.
Oh, exactly. I'm excited for Far From Home. He's on vacation from his morals. He's going to be snapping necks left and right. It's going to be great.
He's got a gun. This shoots webs, but the webs are inside of bullets. Thwip. Kablang.
Yep, exactly.
They're sticky bullets.
Yeah.
They stick to your insides.
Yeah.
Because they shoot them into you.
They stick right through you.
Yep.
Not to make it Spider-Man heavy, but apparently that's just what we did.
Yep. What about you?
My favorite?
Favorite or first one you think of? Either or.
First one I think, well, it's weird because, like, they go to these fictional places.
Often.
Yeah, like Genosha.
Yeah.
Which I had to look up where Genosha was because I was like, is Genosha Caribbean or where the f*** is it?
Oh, it's African.
Yeah. It's just slightly northeast of Madagascar.
Oh, wow.
I looked it up and, you know, Genosha was famous for having apartheid. So, neat.
Yep.
mutant apartheid.
Well, you know.
When they vacationed in Genosha, they had that all-inclusive package deal.
Well, then Magneto took it over, and then it got bombed by a bunch of Sentinels.
Yeah.
But then Magneto was fine.
No one else, though.
Mm-mm.
No one else.
So, like, maybe not real places, but I think of, like, fictional places, like, you know, Genosha, the Savage Land.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Savage Land stories were always fun, especially X-Men stories going there. Love them.
It's like you have these characters who aren't usually running around with dinosaurs, but now they are.
Yep.
So that's pretty good.
Everyone's in a loincloth.
Yeah.
Oh, our clothes got destroyed. Oh, no, my clothes got destroyed. Colossus, your clothes did not. They're over there and they're fine.
No, I can't. No, oh, I can't believe it. Now my costume's chafing me now.
Oh, Rasputin.
Rah, rah.
Yeah.
Nice.
This metal ribbing is everywhere.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Holy crony.
I believe we have an episode title. Yes.
We're getting spicy.
and same goes for time travel. Does time travel count?
Well, are they because, time traveling to the same place or to a, like a different place?
Well, there was that time.
It can be both.
There was that time, wink, where Scott Summers and Jean Summers got married and went to have their honeymoon and then were sent into the future for 4 years.
Right. Yeah.
Is that when they were raising Cable?
Yep.
Yeah.
Raising Cable.
Raising Cable. I'm very excited for that CBS sitcom.
I thought that was a Joel and Ethan Coen
movie. Oh, that'd be good. I want that's a good one. I want like literal just bring them all back. Bring back Marsden and Famke Janssen, yep. And they're raising like an adult Josh Brolin. It'll be great.
Did you an adult one?
Did you see
no? It's an adult head on a baby. But his face looks like Thanos.
Just big old Brolin head.
I don't think
you big Brolin baby. Are you a big Brolin baby?
Yeah. I like it.
Did you see that he was cast in the Stand?
Yeah. Oh, Marsden. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a guy who gets kind of taken out in the third act.
Yep.
Jeez.
It's great.
You poor son of a bitch.
He knows his shtick.
He's so charming. So charming.
He's almost leading material.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
Well, I happen to have right here.
Oh.
Two of them that I immediately think of. Justice League America, the kind of like, I don't know if it's the prelude or whatever to International, but yeah. It's the ones with Booster and Beetle.
Oh, yeah.
Sort
yeah.
of thing. 34 Wah-ha-ha. And 35. And basically, Booster and Beetle steal a bunch of money from Justice League. Like, they empty the bank account.
Okay.
And they... I don't know if they buy an island or basically go to this tropical island called Kui Kui Kui. And I know it's great.
Jesus.
That's great.
They go to this island called Kui Kui Kui. This is, who is this? Demadius?
Kaka.
Yeah. Giffen oh, no, and...
Yeah. Giffen and Demadius.
Yeah.
And Hughes. And
I love that cover just in the background, like Batman and Martian Manhunter holding this, back. Maxwell Lord is just losing his shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't
it's
see
the,
it.
The starting...
Oh, yeah.
The start is delightful, because that's at the moment where...
But the ending is frightful.
Where it's Batman and Martian Manhunter as they walk towards Max Lord's office, and he's like, they did it! They did it! I can't believe they did it! And they realize the jail... It is Justice League International at this point. The funds, all accounts have been closed.
They straight up stole.
They stole all the money. They went and bought this island, or went to this island, and created... Club JLI.
Oh my
it's
God.
A casino.
Oh my
they
God.
They made a casino.
Why? Oh my God.
To make them rich. It's what Booster Gold wants. He just wants to be famous and rich.
And
famous casino owner.
And Ted's a bit of a pushover when it comes to Booster.
Yeah.
Ted should know better.
He already was rich.
That's true. That sounds amazing though.
So then you jump ahead and they've got this casino up. And they had Kilowog help them build it in 3 days.
Okay.
Somehow. I don't have the issue before.
It's probably pretty easy when you got
Atlanta
ring. Do they
have Kilowog's number?
He doesn't seem to have a ring at this point.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
weirdly enough. Hmm. But there's not... So I don't have the issue before, so I don't know how all that kind of went about. But basically, there's a master disaster, major disaster, and... Who's this other?
And the Blaster Caster.
Big Sir?
Big Sir.
Oh, okay, I didn't know. I
we talked about him in the show like a long time ago.
It's Major Disaster and Big Sir.
I thought that was Big Sir.
They're in plain clothes and they're going to infiltrate, like go to this casino and I guess Big Sur can read the cards.
Okay.
What?
Somehow.
I didn't know Big Sur was that kind of.
I don't know. I don't know. Basically, they empty the bank. They break the casino. Yeah. And that's part of it, is like they're gonna about to do that. And then all of a sudden, and Aquaman's in this too. Aquaman's figuring out something's wrong. This island all of a sudden picks up and starts moving. Kui 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 is kind of...
It's a Krakoa.
Yeah. It's a living island, and it's decided to move.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. And then just hilarity ensues. So, that's... I always think of that with the...
Oh, totally. Yeah. That sounds like, fun as hell.
Yeah.
I gotta get on this.
I just think of that time though where Excalibur went to the beach, and there was Captain Britain coming with two hot dogs.
Funny that you should say Captain Britain.
Oh!
This is one of the first Captain America issues I ever purchased, number 306.
Okay.
It's part two, and it took me a long time to actually get part one.
Yeah.
305 and 306, and Captain America goes to the UK and joins up with Captain Britain.
Was that like your introduction to Captain Britain? Or
This is totally... And this actually may be the first appearance of his new...
Of that costume? Of that costume.
Oh, yeah? Huh.
I could be. I'm not positive about that.
Yeah.
But... What's an interesting thing?
Boy up there?
I think we've talked about this before, about Steve Rogers being a commercial artist.
Yes.
And you hardly ever see it.
Yep.
This is him drawing Captain Clean. He's like fighting bad teeth.
Black pixies.
And he's like sitting there drawing on his board, and he talks about it for a couple of pages worth. Like,
that's fun.
Yeah.
Love it. There's something I just love about... I like when like certain Marvel characters, especially like Kirby characters, have some aspect of him in there, you know what I mean? Like just like the Thing just basically being a big just a big Rocky Kirby, and just like Cap being an artist and stuff like that, where you just sort of feel that flavor kind of put in there, like it's just a part of like
it's a nod.
DNA like is in those characters forever
when they do things that aren't being superheroes, basically.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
that's neat.
It's even if it's something super boring, like I need to buy groceries.
Yeah, it's fleshing
exactly.
out the character that these are
it's supposed
to be people. Yeah. Yeah,
and I feel like we're further and further from that all the time, where it just sort of feels like being an Avenger or something is like literally their entire life.
Well, but Tony pays them.
Yeah, that's true. But I still like them having apartments and bills and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one that comes to mind first, a little comic presentation, five issues that came from Marvel Comics, and it was like the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police.
Okay.
Presented Spider-Man in Canada.
Spider-Manada.
Spider-Manada, all the time. So they literally, if you were at my age at the time, which you may or may not have been, these were kind of all over the place. I remember as a kid, I remember like I had a few and like friends had a few and my cousin had some, and I think I like borrowed some, and it was like everyone just, I don't know where they came from, but we all had these Spider-Man in Canada comics.
I've never heard of these.
Yeah, that's interesting. It might've been like literally I was right at the right time and right age for this to be like on my radar. And they're weirdly hard to find now. I literally tried to steal them online.
Okay.
To try to find some way to read them.
The old Kyle special.
Yeah, exactly. And, no trace of them. Like, there's no way. Hmm. They collected them, like, a few years back in, like a trade paperback. Because they're, like, kind of like PSA comics.
Yeah.
Well, they all have, like, a good message for the kids, you know what I mean? Yeah. Weirdly hard to find.
Careful on your toboggan, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry, I've got a GT Snow Racer. A GT Snow Racer? That's right, a GT Snow Racer. Hi, I'm Brett Hull.
not the farthest off.
Hi, Brett Hull.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Martin Short.
Hi, I'm Brett Butt.
I'm Brett Butt.
And I like drawing Spider-Man, too.
Who doesn't? Yeah. So basically, it's all about Spider-Man finding contrived reasons to go to different cities in Canada. And they all connect, weirdly enough. I thought that they were just one-off things. Yeah. Spider-Man, Peter Parker, weirdly enough, is going on like a Canadian tour for the Daily Bugle. So the cheapest man in publishing sends Peter Parker all over Canada for a number... One of the reasons is he is covering a science fair for children in Fredericton.
In Fredericton.
Yeah, in Fredericton.
This is going to be huge.
He got sent to photograph a Blue Jays game. I'm sure they don't need to do that
for a Manhattan newspaper. This was before the AP wire existed.
That's true, so. Exactly. The Calgary Stampede. He goes to Calgary for the Stampede. Right. He also goes to another baseball game. He goes to a Montreal Expos game, which is...
we don't have much going on in Canada.
No, we don't.
It's just, yeah.
Some of these things baseball still exist.
Science fairs and, yeah.
And it kicked off in number one, so...
a science stampede.
Electra was smuggling drugs to Winnipeg inside of hollowed-out hockey pucks.
Sorry, Electra was?
Electra, who is famously known
Electro.
For...
Electro.
Electra.
I heard Electra as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Electro.
Okay.
The other Electro.
He's known for smuggling...
Yeah, smuggling drugs inside of hollowed-out hockey pucks.
Look, Winnipeg has enough drug problems.
That's true. Really. If anything, that's the most realistic one. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Alpha Flight puck.
No, hockey.
I'm kidding. He's hollowed out. Yes. And full of drugs. Like, I'm a corpse.
He's very sad.
Yeah, help me. I'm always hurting.
Oh, no.
These drugs help.
Yeah. This cocaine feels great. Stuff me with more.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, so he goes to Winnipeg to interview a child who's going into the science fair. He busts up Electro's drug ring.
Electro!
drug ring in Winnipeg. A bunch of children end up defeating Electro by just shooting. They have their hockey sticks on them.
They shoot him. As all Canadians are armed.
Yeah. Yeah. They have their hockey sticks and they just hit him with hockey pucks until he is defeated.
Because they're all full of drugs.
Exactly. So he gets, yeah.
He gets high as
He fights Chameleon at a science fair.
Is there really ever fighting Chameleon?
No, not really. Like, Chameleon's literally...
Chameleon over.
Yeah.
I think the first two are, like, very drug-themed. Like, Chameleon is trying to, like, bribe children for their science notes with drugs. That was the plot. And, like, Spider-Man had to, like, and, like, repeatedly tried to steal...
Chameleon's working on getting his grade 9 or
yeah,
what?
Exactly. He's literally trying to steal science notes. And then he, like, makes a death trap at a science fair in Fredericton. So this is Spider-Man's finest hour. there's one where, in Toronto, he's covering a Blue Jays game. And they have, like, some kids are part of, like, something called the Right Riders. Which are, like... a group of kids who, like, they ride bikes around, but, like, they're wearing all their safety gear, and that's the entire bit. Is that, like, kids trying to promote riding your bike safely, and then some drunk runs over or hits one of the kids.
The kid's fine. Safety gear.
The rest of the issue is the funeral.
No, yeah. The kid, so he's in the hospital, but it turns out the kid's cousin in town is Danny Ketch. That's right, Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
And then, for some reason, the drunk convinces Spider-Man that the Ghost Rider ran over the child. And then they fight each other.
And the bad guy gets away.
Very stupid.
And then it's over.
Very stupid. In Calgary, apparently, again, I haven't read this one, but apparently the Frightful Four attack the Calgary Stampede for some reason. And then there's a bunch of, like, cowboy western-themed superheroes called the Rangers, who are at the Calgary Stampede and ended up fighting the Frightful Four. And I guess the f-ing bike kids are also there.
They're biking across the country.
Involved in it. And apparently, like, Spider-Man, like, barely is even... like, he, like, barely shows up. He, like, shows up at the end of this comic being like, I'm Spider-Man, I'm also...
Because he's in a motel full of hockey pucks.
Yeah, exactly. Just going to town on those hockey pucks. And the one that I
so
had...
So pucked up.
Lastly, the one that I owned was...
Five of Five
was called Deadball, which Peter's in Montreal. He's in Montreal. I know. Okay, the first one, it was Skating on Thin Ice, was the one with the pucks. Uh-huh. Double Trouble was the one with the science fair. I don't know why. Hit and Run makes sense. Chaos in Calgary makes sense.
Right.
Deadball. Where Peter... Go see the doctor. Something's wrong with that one.
This one hasn't dropped yet.
Yeah, exactly. It's
this one went
radiation
up.
Will mess you up. That's all I'll say. So he's in Montreal covering an Expos game. Why is he covering so many Canadian baseball games for
he's
the
not
Daily
a sports
Bugle?
Photographer.
I don't understand. Mary Jane shows up to visit him because he's been away for so long.
Because he went to Canada all the time.
Because he went halfway across the country and then turned around and went back.
And also, that's exactly. He starts in Winnipeg, then he goes to Fredericton, then he goes to Toronto, then he goes to Calgary, then he goes to Montreal. What?
This is a weird Carmen well, Sandiego sort of chase.
Were they going to reschedule the Expos game for Peter Parker? I don't think so.
I mean, it's the Expos. Who cares?
Give it another year and they'll be gone.
So for some reason, Mary Jane has Harry, like Normie Osborn, Harry's son, with her, brought her friend's, her friend's like toddler son.
You can bring that kid over the border. That's no okie dokie.
It makes no sense. There's a weird scene where like, it's very like sexually suggestive. Like Peter and MJ are like
with who?
Flirting with each other and about to get down with like literally like a sleeping Normie Osborn in the hotel room. It's weird. It's very weird.
Parents?
They were a very
well. That's true. They're not his parents. Couple
though. Well, but just saying.
Yeah,
they were a very horny couple.
Well, I mean, hell,
hell.
Who wouldn't be? Come on, they're both. Yeah, look at them. Very they're fantastic. Right. So
horny.
Peter takes
you hit the jackpot, Tiger.
So basically, an Expos game is playing. An Expos game is playing. It's playing on TV in New York, and Peter is there and catches a foul ball for Normie, and Harry's like, "Peter's stealing my son," and gets so angry. And Harry gets so angry, he flies immediately to Montreal. I don't know if it's the same game or not, but he like literally is there and he attacks the Expos game as the Green Goblin. And you figure, Spider-Man will save the day. But no, do you know who saves the day? The goddamn bike kids again! They show up. They're trying to, save Normie, apparently. And they're riding around the field of the Expos game. And then the Green Goblin is chasing them. And then they ride into, one of the tunnels. And then fucking the Green Goblin flies right into the overhead. just flies into the wall and just knocks himself right the fuck out. And
anytime a helicopter is trying to chase a train.
Yeah, just right into it. I think he gets away in the end. But
like Wright Riders.
The Wright Riders.
To be part of the
Wright Riders.
The new universe.
They were pushing the Wright Riders. Like, this was like shooter era. Like, the Wright Riders, they're the thing. We're going to have a Wright Rider spinoff. They're going to be the new X-Men.
They'll be the backup feature in Ghost Rider.
Yeah. So those jump to mind.
The Ghost Wright Rider.
They're really pushing the Wright Riders. Sadly, I think they've
all grown up and
they got
addicted to pucks.
They have the same name, but they've grown up to be a kind of a homegrown white supremacist movement now. Still bike themed, so there's that.
Keeping it green.
And Spider-Man never went to Canada again, and who can blame him?
The end.
Spider-Man and Man-Lizard combating evil with the forces of nature on their side. Spider-Man and Man-Lizard.
You're heading to this place. What hero would you take and why?
Oh, okay.
You're going to Mardi Gras.
Oh, I mean, you gotta take Gambit.
Do you?
Oh, you gotta take Gambit. Oh, no. You gotta go time with Gambit.
I would take Hawkman.
Hawkman?
Because Hawkman also hangs out in Louisiana.
It's true. Does he?
He does. We'll get to this next episode, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, okay.
But the Hawks hang out in Louisiana. So Hawkman also knows the places, and he's easier to understand because he doesn't have the Cajun drawl.
That's true.
And also, Hawkman and I would get turned up.
That's true.
I'd get to wear the Hawk mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me put on your wings.
We'd get to wear the Kyle mask.
And he's, he's not really wearing he kind of has that like cross thing.
Yeah,
but,
He-Man.
You can see his nips, so he's going to get so many beads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, who would be into the beads?
Yeah. Weirdly enough, Hawkman's a pretty serious guy, but I feel like you get him going. I think he might be a party animal.
I think Hawkman really would be a party dude.
Really lets loose.
He'd Hercules it up.
You love to see it. Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Oh, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. All
right.
Sounds good. Yeah, okay. Kyle wins.
Yep.
Hooray. I win beads. Beads, please.
You're going to the Running of the Bulls.
Okay.
Who would you take?
Ugh. Iceman. Because I'm not running, right? Or am I running?
You can do what you want.
I'm watching from the balconies up top, and it gets real hot there, and I could use like, some ice for my drink.
Put a couple cubes in my drink.
My good friend, Bobby.
Bobby. Bobby, clink me up.
Bobby, I'm parched. These bulls are making me thirsty.
Yeah. All those dead corpses of those people running.
Oh, nobody's dying because Iceman's there, sugar.
I know that it's not actually a thing. It's not the color red isn't necessarily an actual thing so much as the motion, but red tornado. The Bulls are going to run for red tornado.
Yep.
I'll be safe.
Yep.
That's who I'm going
with. Or I would take Gambit and just throw him at them. What do? You can throw Gambit. No!
No, what I touch explodes. These bulls are going to explode.
I got bulls everywhere.
Oh,
bull
no.
Bull balls going everywhere.
Bull shrapnel.
I made gumbo of the bulls.
Gumbo.
Gambit get arrested for gumballs. Animal cruelty.
You're going to the solstice at Stonehenge.
Oh.
We just had the summer solstice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Who are you taking? Who would appreciate that?
I don't know if I would appreciate it, honestly.
Would you just take Hotman and get lit?
I mean, I could.
That's how we went to Mardi Gras. Yeah, let's go to Stonehenge.
Baby,
yeah.
We're
knock
going
over a bunch of druids.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'd bring
I was fishing for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, you're smarter than I am.
Yeah. That sounds like a good one.
Yeah, just go with Dr. Druid. Because, you know, he wears that sort of X on his chest. I bet Dr. Druid would get a bunch of beads at Stonehenge.
But they're rock beads, and it's just people throwing rocks at him.
Yeah.
Because he's Dr. Druid. Cinco de Mayo. You're in Mexico City.
For the 5th of May.
Cinco de Mayo.
I started thinking of Cinco de Cuatro.
No one will ever get those references.
No.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
All right.
What
thanks
you
for joining us, everyone. And
like Cinco de Mayo, like how, you know, I haven't been.
Either one.
I don't know. How would you?
Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do at Cinco de Mayo? Puck.
Yeah.
He's a good time.
He's been around. He knows. Yeah. He knows everything.
That's true.
That's yeah.
He would show me the coolest places to go to get the best Cinco de Mayo beads. all
they're all bead based.
International holidays are bead themed. Correct.
Yeah, they are. You are correct.
It's a bead based currency.
All right, last one. Sudbury.
Bean beads.
Sudbury.
Sudbury for what?
Why Thursday?
Why am I there?
I don't know. Sudbury on a Thursday.
I'm going to go with Wolverine because I feel like he knows
Sudbury on a Thursday.
I'm not expecting to have a good time, but like Wolverine knows every bar in every city in Canada.
That's true.
So
Wolverine or Puck, really.
Both, really. Yeah. Can we bring both? That'd be a good time.
Yeah. Do it.
I have an answer.
I mean, going to a bar with Wolverine actually sounds like a terrible idea.
Wolverine Puck.
There is going to be a fight and you might die.
Logan just puts Puck in his pants. He's Wolver Puck.
Fuckery.
Oh, he just gets like a long trench coat and puts him on top.
Get me out of here!
He just kind of balances him.
Oh, there you go.
I was looking to see if Sudbury had a baseball team because I'd go with Spider-Man who could take photos of the game.
Yeah. Well, he's being set there
and
anyway.
And then it's a free trip to Sudbury for me because he's got to take a connecting flight through Thunder Bay, apparently.
Perfect. And you get to meet the Wright Riders. I mean, like,
all of the original members. Blaine.
Blake.
Blaine.
Blaine. Brett.
Blaine G.
One has, like, one's Blaine with just N, and then the other one is N-E, yes. So that's how you know to tell them apart.
And, of course, Brent Budd, who is one of the original Wright Riders.
Just him riding, just a bunch of children on bikes and Brent Budd.
That's where the animated Corner Gas started.
Oh, there you go.
I'm all for all of this.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's where.
Well, that sounds like a lovely vacation.
You know,
I'd take Brent Butt to Sudbury.
That's a sex move.
You're taking you all the way to Sudbury.
Oh my God. Oh. Beep, beep.
Hop on hop the
on,
bus.
Hop on the Brett Butt train. Hop on
the magic bus.
The Brett Butt bus.
The Brett Butt bus. Oh God.
Anyways, let's end this.
Yes.
Please.
Let's end this in our typical fashion by stumbling down the stairs verbally.
All right. I'm Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. Merk on Facebook, Merk Anaut, like astronaut on Instagrams. You?
Wanna be? I'm Brycotic. I'm jumping in. Dude, I'm Brycotic. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com. It's a called Welcome to Hereafter.
It's a called.
At one point, it was about what happens after God loses his job. But a bunch of stuff happened. I don't know.
Is God ever going to get that job back?
He technically did, but then he gave it up.
Mm.
Spoilers!
The real job was inside him all along.
Yeah. He decided to retire on his own terms. So, good for him.
Good for him.
Good for him to get to do that.
Yeah.
That's good for him.
Good for him. And I'm Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com or just by looking up my name. There you'll find stuff that I've done. Comics and prints and more.
Prints?
Prints. Fingerprints.
I was wondering.
Oh, yeah. So, Animaniacs, anyway.
Yeah.
Remember the 90s?
I love it.
I don't know. Let's try it again.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.